Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thanks, Laura. Happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you, I love how you say on your blog and podcast, you're a voracious romance book reader, because I would say I'm pretty much the same. I mean, to say that I love reading romance is probably quite the understatement. Mm-hmm. If I'm not working or taking care of my kids, I'm pretty much sitting with a romance book in my lap. And so, I mean, I enjoyed it so much that I'm like, you know, I kind of want to take this, why not take this passion online and really try and connect with my, you know, fellow romance book lovers and book boyfriend collectors. And so I started my blog, She Reads Romance Books.
So when did you start your blog, and how long you've been blogging?
I started it November of 2019. So just over 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really fun. I mean, I'm a list person in general. Mm-hmm. And so creating book lists is just a lot of fun for me. You know, because the romance book genre, it's so huge, right? There's new books coming out mm-hmm. every week, and it can be really intimidating. And I am pulled in so many different directions. I personally only want to read really good books. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste my time or money on just those mediocre books. So, and I figured my fellow romance book readers feel the same. So that's what prompted me to put together my book list on the blog.
I love this. And so what kind of romance do you gravitate towards? Which one are your catnip? You know?
Ooh, I probably read contemporary the most. Mm-hmm. I do love historical, and I've sort of recently really gotten into fantasy. But in terms of like romance book tropes, I adore like enemies to lovers trope. That's sort of my jam. But I love like forced proximity, even like office romance, fake relationships. Those are probably my go-tos.
Yeah, those are my go-to too. So I gotta say, and you have like a nice mix of indie and traditional published books. So is there any preference you gravitate towards, like indie publishing or traditionally published, or just like an equal opportunity?
I probably gravitate towards indie. I think I'm reading a little bit more traditionally published books recently. Mm-hmm. But I'm just in awe of people who can write really good books, and then the whole like business piece around it to really launch your book and get it out there. It's amazing to me. And they're just really talented too, right? So yeah, really great authors. And it's so, yeah, happy to promote their work.
I love this. Yeah, I love the fact, because I was looking for a series to binge on, and I went to your blog and I was like, okay. And I was like, so grateful that you had like so many different indie series to binge on, and a lot of them were available on Kindle Unlimited. So it was like easy. You know, for me, it's like a Kindle Unlimited is like a no holds bar. Like I can give it a try, and if I don't like it, I don't have that much investment on it, but I know authors get paid for it. So it was great to like, you know, like have this low stakes, you know, series binge, and at the same time, then I can actually buy the audiobook or, you know, do the other stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I love Kindle Unlimited for that same reason. Like that's how I try out like new authors to me. Like if they're on Kindle Unlimited, okay, that is like a easy segue, or my local library. You know, I'm always at the library. I mean, we recently moved to, and I think my family was laughing at me, because like this first day, I'm like, I'm off to the library, gotta get my card. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're crazy. But I'm like, priorities, people.
Yes. Yes. I accumulate library cards like there's no tomorrow. I've moved out of state like two times in the past 2 years. So I have library cards from those places. And then in my state, I was like, let me see if I can just pay out of pocket for other library cards. And I did that. And I'm like, there's something to be said about borrowing books from the library. Like, there's like, you can give it a try, and if you like it, then you can buy it or support it, but you're still supporting the author by like they're consuming the material, you know, from the
right library. Exactly. Yeah. And you're right. Like if I love a book in Kindle Unlimited, then I hit the like buy button, because I'm like, this is one that is a keeper. I'm going to reread it over and over again. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. So today we're chatting about anticipated new releases for 2022. You made a list, so you gave us a heads up of what's happening. So give us a few that are coming out that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm dying to have these books right now.
There were a lot. So I culled it down to like 22 for 2022 that I was really looking forward to. And I always sort of look first at, you know, my favorite authors, what are they coming out with? But then it really does come down to what's this plot line? Is it a story that I'm really going to enjoy? And so I think on my list, I've read 7 and I'm currently on my 8th. And I'm so happy because I think there's only one that I'm like, no, but the others I really enjoyed. So let's see. It comes out tomorrow, Group Therapy by BB Easton. Mm-hmm. I think she's hilarious. I loved her 44 chapters about 4 men and mm-hmm. have been sort of chomping at the bit for new fiction, really, not based on her life. And it was funny, cute, really enjoyed it. Another book coming out tomorrow is Count Your Lucky Stars. On my list, I have quite a few, actually, LGBTQ books coming out, and that was one of them. And I loved Margot's story. Like, it was actually a lot steamier than I anticipated it. And it totally worked. I loved it. Her and Olivia were like, okay, like I'm fanning myself here.
I love the scene when she loses the vibrator to the
oh my gosh.
It was just so funny. It's just like awkwardly like, oh my gosh, a vibrator with a cat. He's just like, I kind of like you, but like, this is awkward, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. That scene was great. And she just wrote it perfectly. Right. And yeah, it was funny. So funny, but hot. Yeah. and one that hasn't come out, I read it last year as an advanced reader copy, Hook, Line, and Sinker. Did you read It Happened One Summer?
I did. I read It Happened One Summer. I talked to Tessa. She came to the show, loved chatting with her, and I have Hook, Line, and Sinker, but like I told Julie, her publicist, I'm waiting till I have a down, like waiting till like I feel like low so I can have it pick me up.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'm book edging. Like I know it's going to be great. I just need to feel like the strong urge. I'm like, okay, I'm going to book slump. This will bust me out. So.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I just loved It Happened One Summer and I could not wait. I was like, you know what? I need to read this now because I think it comes out in March, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, but and it's you'll love it. It totally was just as good as the first. And I really loved getting to know Fox. Like I won't do spoilers, but his storyline and sort of his struggle, I really thought was well done. And it was a great sort of friends to lovers romance that just hits all the feels. So
And we got hints in the It Happened One Summer. We got the beginning of their
relationship. Yes.
So
yes. Yes. Do you want me to keep going?
Let's keep going.
I also read Electric Idol. I know you read Neon Gods, I think, right?
I read Neon Gods. I actually did not request Electric Idol because I was like, I'm going to pay Katie for her book. You know, it's worth paying for the book because I know it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, no like sophomore slump in that series at all. I didn't think a book could top Neon Gods, and I loved Electric Idol. I mean, Psyche and Eros, their chemistry, I mean, super hot. Like, but I loved I love when authors give really great characters who can play off each other. And I mean, Eros is supposed to be this monster, you know, bad guy, but he was just super likable and extremely sexy. And Psyche was just this great, confident, smart in, I love that she's sort of not non-traditional sort of beauty. She had curves and owned them. And it was, she was just fantastic. So highly recommend that book.
I think I borrowed the audio's on Hoopla. So so if you want the audiobook, get it on Hoopla. All right. So what other books have worked for you?
Other books that have worked for me. I recently read Running Wild. A. Tucker. Oh, I just loved every single one in that series. Mm-hmm. But Marie was like that character that I'm like, this woman, like my heart was bleeding for her, you know, falling in love with a man who just doesn't love you back. Mm-hmm. And even in this book, I just felt for her. I'm like, this woman is just going through it. Please give her her happy ending. And I'm blanking on his name. Oh, Tyler. Yeah. He was really cool, you know, and I loved how she brought in the whole like mushing and, you know, dog sledding aspect into this book. So that's been a highlight of this year's read so far. Mm-hmm. My current book, my current read is actually on my most anticipated list, and it's still January. I'm sneaking it in for my January romance book reading challenge. Every year I run a romance book reading challenge on She Reads Romance Books, and the January topic is historical romance. Mm-hmm. So I am reading Something Fabulous by Alexis Hall.
Yay!
Yeah, it's like it's this historical MM romance, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. I don't know if he's ever written a historical, but do you know?
No, I don't think so. I think I've interviewed him before, and he said that he likes to try different genres and try to make it his own. That's why he wrote Boyfriend Material. Was like, I wanted to write a British rom-com, so Boyfriend Material came about. How to Bang a Billionaire was like, I wanted to write a 50 Shades of Grey, and this is how I made How to Bang a Billionaire. You know, like he finds a trope or a theme or some sort and then makes it his own. Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, I'm only a third of the way through it right now, but from the word go, I felt like he just embodied the prose of like a historical romance. Not that it sounds like hoity-toity, but just the way he's writing it sounds wonderful. and that fact that this is his first one, I'm like really impressed. What a talented writer, because it just really struck me. I'm like, I feel like I'm back in time with these two men gallivanting off to find his betrothed who's run away. Mm-hmm. And just their frank yet funny discussions where Valentine's like, wait, there's a different way of life and attraction out there. I kind of find it endearing so far. So we'll see how it ends up.
I love this. Oh my gosh. I love these recommendations. I love you gave us like an itch teaser of books that are already out or should be coming out, and books that we should add on to our TBRs. So tell us where you can find you online.
I'm at shereadsromancebooks.com, and my Facebook page is the same, She Reads Romance Books. So yeah, people come by, join the challenge. I also have romance book quiz, and I have recently launched romance book journal. So if it has to do with romance books, it's on my blog. So
I love this. Thank you, Leslie, for being on the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.